All right, we wrap with Royce. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Royce Unchained. You can find Royce and Judd just yelling at clouds on Mondays on scorenorth.com. So, Pat, we did our pie chart of blame for the Twins' opening loss there. What is your pie chart of blame?
75% Alex Colome. And then I guess you could Kepler had three hits, so he was positive, even though he dropped the fly ball. No, I'm going back. I'm changing it. 100% Alex Colome. 100%. Because if I saw my grandson make that play in Pee Wee, I would tell him he was an idiot. Okay? I say 100% Alex Colome. The game's over. You win, right?
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah.
There's two outs, a guy at second, and you're still up by three runs. You win. What people are saying, well, did Garver tell him to throw to first? Well, nobody had to tell him to throw to first. Throw it to first. You've been in the big leagues for 8 years. You're making a lot of money. Throw it to first. Two outs. What a moron. Unbelievable. So I'd say, they certainly played like mutts, but, in the field all day, basically. But, that was just, you got the game won because the Brewers kept screwing up their scoring chances, right?
Yep.
You got the game won. The Brewers could have had 9 runs if they got a clutch hit.
Yep.
And then what was Maeda doing? Throw a ball over the plate. What do we don't have to throw 43 straight sliders to these guys. This is not, the greatest lineup ever composed in the history of baseball. Challenge somebody. Let's go. I'll have to give him 10%. Yeah, we're going back. 90-10. What? Go after somebody. Come on. What the hell? You're one of the best pitchers in the league. You don't have to. It's like somebody says, you don't throw a fastball to Travis Shaw. That doesn't mean you can't throw one at 3 at bats, And you'd rather walk in a run than throw a fastball? Come on. Jeez, that was terrible. I don't know. I thought they were awful all day long, and somehow they still were going to win the game.
So, Royce, what should Rocco have done in the bottom of the 10th there? So you start with the guy on second. Would you walk?
Nothing. Nothing. They got Hader and Williams. You're not going to score anyway. So lose the game and get it over. I would have told them to try to pick it off second and let the guy come home and score.
Just forfeit.
You got no chance to win that game. They have gotten you to extra innings without using their two best relievers. Two of the best in baseball. Two of the most dominant guys in baseball. I don't want to get 20 strikeouts in the game. I want the game to end in the bottom of the 10th. I already have 17 strikeouts. If they bring the other guy in the 11th, he's going to strike out the side, and then you're going to have 20 strikeouts. That's very embarrassing. It's over. Once you go to extras, you have zero chance. They got Hader, and you got poor old Dobby, coming in trying to keep a guy from scoring from second. Now, it was interesting. If I'm really trying to win the game, don't I have Alcala pitch the 10th?
He's going to miss a bat. Yeah.
Yeah, he might have a chance, but I think, they probably, I don't know what you're saving him for, because you got a day off, so you can do the same bullpen thing Saturday that you did now, right? So I don't know why they warmed him up earlier, but that was 3 hours ago. That game yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, everything we hate about modern base. Yes. What was the final total? 4.5 hours?
414.
414?
Yep.
Well, it was 4 for 9, right? 9 took 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yep.
Well, when after 4.5, the halfway point, it was 215. It was 215 with the best pitcher on the mound. Go after somebody. Come on. God almighty.
Pat, if you were playing Twingo at home yesterday and you had Josh Donaldson that will be removed from the game with a lower extremity strain of some kind after one inning, you win. You win Twingo.
Does anybody believe that it's a hamstring?
Yeah, I'm questioning that for sure.
Yeah. I don't think they want to tell us the truth. I know everybody's having, they're predictable, all this. I mean, when you see the guy work at it and to do and I saw him hit some balls in the gap and properly jog to second base, So what's he trying to run hard for? Don't run hard. Give us that Jim Thome gait. That's all we want on the bases. Give us Jim Thome, right? But it's, seasons have biorhythms, don't they? Baseball, when you're the Yankees and the Dodgers and, some years, a couple other teams, you can buy yourself out of some of these situations and you can create depth. But baseball seasons have biorhythms. We got to remember, and I at least got to remember, that in 2016, they're coming off a surprisingly good season. 2015, they almost limped into the wild card. 2016, everything going on in spring training looks pretty good, and they lose 103 games. And then there's other years when things turn out better than you'd hope. When you're in a market like the Twins, seasons have ways to go, either good or bad. And boy, as far as the first biorhythm of the season, that was as bad as it gets. Donaldson gets hurt. What? How many pitches? Three pitches into the season that he have? He was a second hitter.
Yeah.
He was a second hitter. And then you end up, they've handed you the game. They've said, here you go, take it. And this guy, Rocco, that was as close as Rocco comes to calling a guy out saying, well, we have to throw to the right base, instead of it's too bad that it wasn't Gardy too bad it wasn't Gardy to say, I don't know why the hell he threw the first to the second base, the best tweet I got was a guy thanking Bally Sports Bally Sports for not making him watch that game yesterday. Now that half their audience can't watch the game, thank you. We don't have to watch this stuff. So
I'll say this, Royce. I cannot do 414 on any type of regular basis. I can't do it. I simply can't do
opening
it.
Opening day, somebody calling me.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Oh.
Yes. Did you hear that, by the way?
No, yeah, you just cut out.
You just cut out.
Yeah, you were gone.
Okay.
And now you're back.
Okay, good. It's actually, should I tell you who it is?
Sure.
Yeah, sure, if you want to. Yeah.
It's a former program director at our station.
Oh.
Who's now going to the Big Neighbor.
Mm.
And I sent him a text earlier saying, I've been asked for scouting reports, and don't worry, I've told everyone that I've met bigger dinks than you. So, okay.
Well, he's probably trying to poach you from Mackie and Judd and Royce Unchained here.
So
if this gets into a bidding,
he's got a show called The Sports Huddle on Sunday mornings that he wants you to host.
I think they let that go away. No, my hearing is still too good. I can't do that one.
Huh?
I can't do that.
Huh? Let me tell you something.
My hearing's still pretty
good. Mr. Fleck, we'll get you one of those silver butter knife steaks at Murray's. You can enjoy your beautiful wife, Heather.
No, I just texted him and gave him, I told him to, I tried to agitate him a little bit, so that's what I do. Anyway, hey, happy Good Friday, guys.
Happy Good Friday.
This is not a day where.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easter's on Sunday.
Yes, you.
You're a great Christian man.
You damn heathen. Yeah. You damn heathen.
Oh, by the way, guys, you talk about pace of play. The pace of Stations of the Cross,
yes,
absolutely the worst.
Oh, just get to the communion. We're all hungry.
No, but the Stations of the Cross, you have to go through and you'd have to genuflect and go, oh my goodness. Oh.
Holy Week with an Irish mother. Oof. A hardcore Irish Catholic mother. Holy Week was just the worst.
Yeah. A rosary at every corner.
Started on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday was the worst. Friday was 3 hours and you weren't supposed to smile anytime. And then Saturday and finally Sunday morning, you get some music and it's over.
Yep. We're losing your connection a little bit here.
Oh, really? I shouldn't be. I probably just let it drift away. Now is it better?
There we go. Okay. There we go.
I just let it drift away there a little.
Where does it go? Like away from your mouth, or
I think I lose my discipline. I lose my discipline. Just
you're Alex Colomé of
here are the main takeaways from this episode here. Yeah. Josh Donaldson, we need you to maintain jogging discipline, and Pat, maintain phone positioning discipline.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Right. The clean feed has been working extremely well. Nice win for our Wild last night, huh, Jed?
Oh, it was a very nice win, yeah. Cam Talbot, as you like to say, a hot goaltender can take you a long ways.
That's going to be the team they play in the first round, because Colorado's saying goodbye to everybody.
Yep. And that's going to be fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a good. The Wild has. I don't think that they would win that series, but they got a chance against
When do the playoffs start? Like the end of May or the middle of May May or something?
Yeah, early May, I think.
Holy cow. It'll go on forever.
Don't go till July.
Wow.
And you know what?
But
here's the good news. If the Twins stink, I won't care as much.
Well, I'm not ready to declare that they stink, but Alex Colomé hasn't got a chance to be loudly ridiculed by me frequently just for that one mistake, because it was so bad. I can't understand where that possibly came from. You should have heard the filthy name I called him before the ball even released left his hand. There were probably 12 obscenities. What the? Were you doing? What are you doing?
Alex, I didn't say you were a bleep. I said you're acting like a bleep.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. That is true. That was bad.
All right, Pat. We'll see you. We'll see you early next week.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye, Royce.
All right, that's Patrick Royce, the legend. Rapping with Royce. See you guys next time.